This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Election Commission of India issued the notification for the assembly election in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of assembly poll in West Bengal today. With the issuance of notification, filing of nomination papers has begun in the states. Single-phase polling for all 234 assembly constituencies in Tamil Nadu and the first phase of voting for 152 constituencies in West Bengal will be held on the 23rd of next month. The last date for filing of nominations is the 6th of next month, while scrutiny of papers will be taken up the next day. The last date for the withdrawal of candidature is the 9th of next month. In a major administrative overhaul in West Bengal, the Election Commission has removed the officers in charge of 170 police stations across the state, including high-profile assembly constituencies like Bhavanipur and Nandigram. Based on recommendations from the Chief Electoral Officer's Department, the Commission has approved the transfer and realignment of a total of 184 police officials, including 11 high-ranking officers. The reshuffle spans the entire state from north to south Bengal, affecting districts such as Cooch Behar, Alipurduar, Malda, Murshidabad, north and 24, south 24 Parganas, Howrah, Hooghly and east and west Midnapore. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address the party workers of Assam and Puducherry under Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot Samvad via Namo app today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Assam's progress in the last decade is for everyone to see and the state is known for its developmental strides across sectors. He further noted that due to the development work, people are all set for five more years of the double-engine NDA government. In another post, Mr. Modi noted that the double-engine NDA government has fulfilled the aspirations of the people of Puducherry over the last 5 years. He expressed his excitement to interact with the party workers of Puducherry. Bihar Chief Minister and Janata Dal United President Nitish Kumar has resigned from his membership of the State Legislative Council, complying with constitutional provisions after his recent election to the Rajya Sabha. JDU MLC Sanjay Gandhi submitted Nitish Kumar's resignation letter to the chairman of the Legislative Council, Avdesh Narayan Singh. Talking to media persons in Patna, Senior Minister Vijay Kumar Chaudhary shared the information and said the move was part of a constitutional process. Meanwhile, BJP National President and newly elected Rajya Sabha MP Nitin Naveen will resign from his membership of the Bihar Legislative Assembly today. Mr. Naveen shared the information in a social media post. He addressed his constituents from Bankipur Assembly seat in Bihar and reflected on his political journey. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the banks in the country operate under a strict legal and regulatory framework to ensure the safety and confidentiality of customers' data. The minister was replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today. Ms. Sitharaman said, under the Know Your Customer KYC framework and guidelines issued by the Reserve Bank of India, banks are required to maintain the secrecy of customer information.
The RBI has issued master directions and the instructions on customer secrecy of information and sharing of information. So banks are required to maintain secrecy regarding the customer information. There are at least mainly five different acts under which regulated entities such as the banks and data gathering aggregators will have to comply. State Bank of India Act, Banking Companies Act, Regional Rural Banks Act, Credit Information and Companies Act, and Public Financial Institutions Act.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to freedom fighter Shyamji Krishna Varma on his death anniversary today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said Shyamji Krishna Varma awakened a new consciousness in the freedom movement with his revolutionary ideas. Mr. Modi noted that the life and ideals of Shyamji will continue to inspire every generation of the country towards national service. Indian boxers will begin their campaign at the Asian Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today. Women boxers Nikhat Zareen, Lovlina Borgohain, Jasmine Lamboria, Ankushita Boro, Arundhati Chaudhary and Alfia Pathan will advance with buys, Boxing Federation of India said. And with that, we end this news bulletin.